So we are now less than 3 weeks before the November election. And of course, all of the attention has been understandably on the presidential election, the Ohio Senate race, to a lesser extent, issue one. But a little further down the ballot, there is issue 10. That is the Hancock County Job and Family Services Levy. And Randall Gabbarth is with us from the Hancock County ODJFS. And so this is, it seems like there was just, we just had a Children's Services levy on the ballot, and here comes another one. What's the deal here?
It does seem like that, but it was March of 2020 when the first Children's Services levy was on the ballot. It passed, and it was a five-year levy. So that levy expires at the end of 2025, and what we have on the ballot is the replacement levy.
Yeah, there are different different terminologies for different ways that levies are structured. This is not a new levy. It's not a, there are continuing levies. This is a replacement levy. Terminology aside, what that means is, should this be approved, property owners' taxes would go up slightly on this.
Slightly, right? Yes. So we are asking for the same millage we had in 2020, however, on the current value of the property. So according to the auditor's office, it would go from $23 per $100,000 valuation to $28 per $100,000 valuation. So a slight increase from $1.7 million to $2.1 million per year.
Mm-hmm. So what does this go for? I mean, why is this money needed?
This levy is almost entirely for placement of kids in foster care. When we first asked for the levy back in 2020, we had well over 100 kids in care. Mm-hmm. And that was really the worry at the time. And
yeah.
We worked really hard, and we went from over 100 kids in care to last month we had 74, which is about where it should be for a county of our size.
I see.
And we're still working on that. But what surprised us was the contracts we had to sign for placement in 2023. Those contracts from providers increased our placement costs more than $1 million.
Hmm.
So we had driven the costs down and by a number of kids that were in placement, and now those costs are going up due to providers charging us lots more.
Interesting juxtaposition.
Yes.
There, because again, as you were starting to describe, but the first thought that enters my mind, if you've got less kids that we're placing, why is the need greater?
When we look at the children, which ones are costing us the money? It's the children that with the highest needs that go into a residential care facility, and mm-hmm. what we're finding is that those placement costs, I was outraged at $400 per day back in 2020. Mm-hmm. We recently had a child that was $1,200 per day.
Per day, $1,200 per day.
Per day. And so these are kids that have profound needs, and they're a small portion of the children we have. And I went to the commissioners in December and said, hey, look, I'm seeing this trend. We had, at that point in time, about 80 kids in care, between 80 and 90. 15 were in residential centers. Those 15 kids were costing us 2/3 of our placement costs.
And there are no other alternatives?
It's very hard to find them. There are 1,800 kids in the state of Ohio that need that kind of residential placement.
Mm-hmm.
There are 300 facilities, and they don't hold very many kids. So what ends up happening is the counties are competing for those slots. And those centers are often specialized. Maybe one specializes in childhood substance abuse, maybe one in a mental health setting, maybe one with extreme behaviors. So they're not interchangeable.
So what is the alternative? I mean, again, if the costs continue to go up, I mean, you have a limited amount of funding.
Right.
How do you handle that?
What we're trying to do is work at the very front end with juvenile court, with schools, with the hospital, mm-hmm. to catch those families that are having trouble before they ever get to us. That's the only way we'll ever truly drive those costs down, I think. The Directors Association is also working with Ohio Department of Children and Youth to figure out why the placement costs have gone through the roof and try to work with those providers. And I also think we need to encourage those kinds of providers to open. There are very few in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's kind of what I'm getting at, because it seems like you're sort of at the mercy of the providers that are out there. Is there anything that can really be done to keep those costs in check?
In the short term, I would say no, beyond making sure, which we do, that the children are placed appropriately. So we're not just placing a child where there's a spot. Mm-hmm. We're actually placing a child where they need to be. So the more we can drive those kids towards family foster care, which is more in line with $50 to $100 a day, as opposed to $600, $700, $800 a day.
Or more. It seems like it's good news that is tempered with a bad news. How frustrating is that? That as you lower the numbers of kids in your care that need the placement, that the costs continue to go up.
Oh, it is extremely frustrating, yeah. And the commissioners and I have been talking about that a lot. What we're asking for in this levy would be 2 months increase. So that $400,000 increase in this levy actually represents 2 months of local costs. So we knew we needed some more, but we also knew that, as you pointed out, it's just going to continue to increase. So we need to work on our end to decrease the number of kids.
Now, a couple of questions with respect to that. This is a renewal of the same millage, and again, it will generate more income or more funding for the agency, but will that be enough, or, you know, what's to say that, you know, a year from now or a couple of years from now, we're not going to see another request?
Well, this is a kind of a wild place to play in with speculation, because if you'd asked me in 2020 when the levy passed, I was concerned about the number of kids. Mm-hmm. And we got that under control, and for several years we were well within our budget. It's 2023 is really when we started seeing this increase, so it's kind of speculative right now, but like I said, the core problem is the number of kids in care. If we can drive that down, I think we'll stay within our budget.
And maybe working on alternative solutions. So this kind of buys you time to do that, essentially. This is the only source of funding to provide these services?
Are three sources of funding. There's the levy. There is a state share, state child protective allocation. And there is a federal share. The federal share has been at about $1 million since years and years here in Hancock County. The problem is that in 2017, there was a bill passed in Congress that limited the amount of federal participation that's going to be out there. So that $1 million continues to be a smaller and smaller amount of our overall. So the feds are sort of pulling back from the child welfare world. Governor DeWine did double the state child protective allocation in 2019. That was very helpful. Mm-hmm. But you know, that has not kept up with inflation. The levy is the majority of the money.
So it's kind of interesting in political speak, as that, like you mentioned, with the federal funding remains steady, but the value of that funding is less and less.
Exactly. And I'm sure that there's also some idea that our payroll costs play into this. The levy doesn't pay for payroll costs, and our payroll's been steady between $800,000 and $900,000 for a long time. So I'm in one of the strange places in this particular unit where our payroll costs are not our greatest cost. Placement costs by far are our greatest cost.
And this levy would go directly to that.